Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, everyone. This is your host, Brianna Dincher, and you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment program for families of preschool and school-aged children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, or to homeschool students. On today's podcast, we will be discussing the different learning styles in children and the uniqueness of each child's learning style. And I decided to choose this program for today because we talked about homeschooling on the previous show, and I wanted to kind of expand on that as I always talk about the different learning styles that children have on my shows, and I wanted to talk about it today to kind of explore the three main different styles of learning that children have. Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org or contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for the week. First off, we'd like to welcome back returning pioneer host Kaden Bahan back to our internet airwaves. She was the original host for the show back in January of 2013, and she's returning back in August of this year. Ms. Bahan's show will be pre-recorded weekly. The New Heights Educational Group's other broadcasts as part of the New Heights Show on Education are mostly live. On our show, Ms. Bahan will explore resources, teaching styles, and advancements for those with special needs and disabilities. The New Heights Show on Education reaches all over the world and offers many hosts that cover many educational topics. Kathy Woodring hosts a history-related show. Shannon Williamson hosts a pre-recorded show in which she shares a story with her audience once a week. Priscilla Sheeran discusses Common Core myths and realities. Victoria Lowry focuses on soft skill development, including love and dating. And I host a multi-topic show every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The New Heights Educational Group looks forward to expanding its listening audience and welcoming back the original host of this ever-expanding show. Our library is still in storage, and the new school year is quickly approaching. We are looking for donated space in Defiance, Ohio. We have recently considered building a small building on the Clark property to house the library. We need funds and building materials, as well as volunteer labor to make this a reality. please consider helping us with this endeavor. Our website redesign is still underway, and we are very excited by all of the great features and new resources that will be available to families very soon. Stay tuned for these updates. On September 1st, the New Heights Education Group will be launching its own magazine. More information will be shared this month. Now back to today's show on the various learning styles, and once again the reason as to why I decided to do this show today is because on a lot of my shows I talk about how important it is for parents and teachers to understand that students have different learning styles and ways that they learn and grasp new information. So it is helpful for a teaching parent or a teacher to know his own learning style as well as the preferred learning child in the family for a few reasons. And this, I think, not only goes for homeschooling families, but also for really any students, either in public school, private school, charter school, virtual school, because it is important for a parent to understand the child's learning style, how they learn, whether it is doing homework or learning new information or practicing for an exam. It is always important for both parents and teachers to be aware of this. So the first reason is that teachers and students have different learning styles. So a teacher will tend to choose curriculum that appeals to his own best way to learn because that is what makes the most sense to him. If the child's styles are different, the materials may not make as much sense to them. So it is important that a teacher not necessarily rely on his own learning style and what makes him a better learner, but to always be aware of the child's learning style because each individual is unique, and it is important for a teacher in school or homeschooling parent to understand and be able to differentiate between his learning style and the pupil's learning style. Students' different styles. It is common for curriculum to work extremely well for one child, and therefore the parent thinks that subsequent children should do even better since he now knows how to teach the material. And this comes as a shock to many parents, especially for those homeschooling, because children are wired completely differently, and thus each child needs a different approach. So what may work for child one may not necessarily work best for child two and three. So it is important for a parent to create lesson plans and curriculum specifically designed for each child. Another reason is enhanced communications. Effectiveness of communication is enhanced when you present new or complicated information in the manner the receiver uses best. The entire population of the world is not divided into three learning groups. However, some children do very well with two of the three styles. Occasionally, a child is equally adept to all three. So it really depends on the child. So if one child may work best with only one learning style, another child may be able to work with two learning styles or all three. So again, it really depends how they adapt to the style. Sometimes people need to get certain kinds of information one way and other kinds of information in a different way. Furthermore, there is no such thing as one right kind of material for a given learning style. However, there are more and less efficient ways to use what you have. If a child is not learning what you want him to learn one way, trying another method is a better approach. Feeling free to adapt the materials you have to the methods that will help you travel past the roadblocks in your child's mind. So it is important, once again, for parents to sit down and understand the child's learning style before making a curriculum or a material at home. So children have different ways of learning, what the education experts have roughly grouped into three basic styles. So the three basic learning styles are auditory, visual, and kinesthetic. When parents know their child's best way to learn, they can help their child learn more effectively. And part of this process is for parents to understand their own learning style, because parents tend to teach in that style. So once again, it is important for parents to understand that what may have worked for him may not necessarily work for his or her child. The first kind of learning style that most people are familiar with is the visual learners. So as their name suggests, these people learn through watching. It is believed to be the most dominant learning style, and many traditional classrooms are geared towards the visual learner. For their learning to make sense, they need to be able to see, visualize, and illustrate their knowledge, skills, and concepts. Visual learning characteristics include remembering visual details, preferring to see what they learned, needing to have paper and pens handy, doodling while listening, liking to write down instructions, or see them demonstrated. And it is worth noting that telling these learners how to do something may not make sense to them at all. They need to see it. So visual learners learn through seeing and visualizing images. Whether they are looking at words on a page, the person who is speaking, or a presentation mounted on the wall, visual learners need to see something in order to fully absorb it. When thinking and processing information, they see pictures in their minds. Even if it is a word, in their mind's eye, they see an image of that word. Visual learners also take notes, even if they have already written the material in front of them. By writing down bits of information, they are able to see it on their note paper and inscribe their notes in their mind's eye. So commonly, this is very familiar in schools where a student is presented with information either on a handout or on a sheet or on a board, a whiteboard, for example, and they're asked to take down notes for the most important information or kind of like an outline of the material that they learned. And this is most commonly in high schools, in middle schools, and in college. And some tips to help a visual learner make the most of his learning style is to first off creating posters, artwork, or colorful pictorials to accompany lessons. Hanging educational charts, displays, illustrations, maps, and mobiles. Using attractively designed flashcards for various subjects. Using flowcharts, pie charts, and diagrams to illustrate math and science concepts. Designing colorful cards for spelling, vocabulary, and English concepts. Reading nicely illustrated reference books or picture books. Making eye contact while explaining lessons or concepts. Encouraging note-taking, illustrating, or diagramming of topics. Using computer applications for learning topics. Allowing educational videos on topics studied, and providing a quiet area of the home for study, free of distractions. So these are some of the tips to help a visual learner, whether at home or in another environment that resembles a home or an atmosphere, to fully be able to grasp the material and to help them learn new curriculum. The next kind of learner, and this is a little bit less known of, are the auditory learners, or also known as language learners. So these type of students learn through listening to what others have to say and talking about what they're learning. They're also more likely to remember information by talking aloud, needing to have things explained orally. They may have trouble with written instructions, talking to themselves while learning something new, enjoying discussion groups over working alone. And it is worth noting that auditory learners might look like they're not paying attention when you talk to them, but their listening skills are more developed than their visual skills. So auditory learners learn through hearing. They may read information or text, but they don't fully grasp what they've read until they hear someone read it out loud or summarize it in their own words. Tone, rhythm, and inflection of the voice are important to the learner's comprehension. When recalling oral instruction or information, auditory learners hear the speaker in their mind as they replay the tone and rhythm of the voice as it stresses this point or that. The way in which a speaker conveys her message helps the auditory learner glean the important facts and details from the information. And a few tips to helping an auditory learner make the most of his learning style are to first off reading the material aloud to auditory learners, using rhythm and voice inflection when reading and talking, recording lessons for playing and replaying, encouraging the reading of books or information aloud, presenting material in an interesting storytelling format, engaging in lively discussions and debates on various subjects, allowing CDs, audio tapes, or recorded books relating to topics studied, creating musical presentations of topics studied, including and encouraging speeches and verbal presentations, and turning off television and radio, and most importantly, limiting distractions. And I think limiting distractions should really be going not only for auditory learners, but really for any learners, you know, to always allow a student to learn in a peaceful environment where they don't have the distractions of a TV or music or people talking. And I think that's very important to helping a student, especially at home, to fully grasping the material. And the third kind of most popular learner is the kinesthetic or tactile learners. These learners like to be actively involved in the learning process and learn best through hands-on activities and movement. Other kinesthetic characteristics are that they want to actually do whatever is being talked about or learned. They like to move around while listening or talking. They often talk with their hands. They like to touch things in order to learn about them. And they remember events by recalling who did what rather than who said what. And it is worth noting that these types of learners can be misdiagnosed as ADHD or troublemakers, because the more traditional visual or auditory learning styles just don't work for them. So it is important for a parent to understand that if their child is more active than their peers, if they're learning more actively, or if they are learning in different ways, that they're not necessarily with some kind of a disability. It's more of the fact that they are simply different kind of learners, and they are kinesthetic or tactile learners. So tactile and kinesthetic learners learn through touching and moving. This learning group is sometimes broken into separate categories, tactile and tactile kinesthetic. Both groups are similar, with the tactile kinesthetics enjoying hands-on experiences, as well as lots of movement in their learning styles. They process information through physical sensations, and they learn best when participating in activities and actively applying fine motor and gross motor skills. Where the visual learner is distracted from learning by noise or commotion, the tactile kinesthetic learner is negatively distracted when remaining quiet or sitting still for too long. In order to learn, the tactile kinesthetic learner must keep moving, exploring, and experimenting. And a few tips to helping a tactile kinesthetic learner making the most of his learning style is to first off understand that movement and touch is imperative for learning. So once again, it does not mean that a student has some kind of a disability. Providing a variety of manipulatives for hands-on learning, incorporating games, construction sets, geo boards, and other rods into lessons, investing in lab equipment for reinforcing science and math concepts, putting on dramatic plays that bring social studies and literature to life, creating colorful textured cards for spelling, vocabulary, and English concepts, reading or studying while swaying to and fro or in time to tapping feet, creating lesson plans choreographed to dance to music, encouraging use of computers and electronics for learning, devising brief time slots for sit-down study time, allowing classical music during study times, and taking frequent field trips related to topics studied. So these are the three most common learning styles, which are the visual learners, the auditory learners, and kinesthetic learners. So is there a fourth style? So while the three that we talked about are the major styles, some experts talk about logical or analytical learners. These learn through exploring patterns and understanding how things relate to each other. These learners also love knowing how things work, are capable of quiet logical thinking at a very young age, ask a lot of questions so they can understand how things interrelate, and show an early aptitude at solving mathematical problems so they can grasp strategy games at a young age. So this is the fourth style, the fourth learning style that some experts, educational experts, think exists, but this is definitely a less studied kind of learning style. So again, the three most common learning styles are the visual learners, the auditory learning style, and the tactile kinesthetic learning style. But this does not necessarily mean that these are the only three restricted learning styles. Obviously, each student is unique, and there are probably a lot more learning styles that are just less studied. So it is important to note once again that parents take these things into consideration and understand that just because a child is learning differently or is being more active in their learning style from his or her peers, they're not necessarily negatively different. They're just learning in a different way, and that is exactly what makes each single individual unique, especially students in grades K to 12. And a quick tip is that a parent gives a child an advantage when you adapt learning and activities to suit her natural style of processing information. However, a child benefits even more when she's aware of other ways of assimilating information. So it is important for parents to avoid focusing only on one style of learning. Remember that new experiences result in new synapses in the brain. So it's definitely a good idea for parents to try out different learning styles and to kind of work back and forth and see what best works for a child. So starting out by using all three learning styles is a great way the student engaged and to be able to understand what best works for the student. So thank you so much for everyone for tuning into this week's show, and I really enjoyed doing this topic today because I've always, as I mentioned, I've always talked about the different learning styles, and I've always mentioned how each student learns uniquely from his or her peers, and I wanted to kind of focus more in depth on the different learning styles and the different ways that students learn. So I definitely think this was a very interesting topic to talk about, especially for families who homeschool their children. Once again, thank you to everyone so much for tuning in every single Friday with me. Don't forget that my show is every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also don't forget to check out all of the other shows and give a listen to the other New Heights show on education topics that are done by my fellow hosts who are all amazing and who have a lot of knowledge to share with you guys. Thanks again. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Take care, guys.